Well, men, today I want to talk about ways you can biohack your testosterone. Let's cue that intro!
The big question is this: how do we use cycling as a tool to improve our health, our happiness, and our longevity? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Anthony Walsh, and welcome to the Roadman Podcast.
Roadman, welcome back to another Roadman Cycling Podcast. Thank you for joining me. This is a topic that I'm sure at one point or another you've Googled this topic. We all know that testosterone is associated with increased performance enhancement. So there's two ways to get testosterone: naturally produced or doping. And we've seen mad high profile cases through the years, most notably Lance Armstrong's case, where he used testosterone effectively in 7 Tour de France victories, which he duplicitly stole from competitors. And we can get into the merits of that on another podcast, whether he still would have won them if he wasn't doping, because everybody else was doping if they weren't doping. You know, it's a nuanced debate and it's not one for today. Today I want to talk about how to biohack your testosterone naturally. These are things you can do without supplementation, things in your everyday routine. You know, I'm big on routines, bullish on routines, and I think they have the power to completely change us. And there's a great story. My mom's from Cork, and so I grew up with sort of a lot of rural anecdotes and parables. And one of them I'd often hear is about the farmer who'd go in through the into the farm gate, and he'd ride the same sort of path that he'd trodden every day. As soon as he went inside the gate on his tractor, there was a path woven out with the pressure of the tractor tires through the years. And he drove that path, and he ended up at the same destination, the same stops along the way each day on his round. But if he went through the gate and he just made a quarter of an inch turn on the steering wheel, by the time he got to the end of his 200-acre plot, he'd be in a completely different destination. The moral of the story being, if we can make just a quarter inch turn on the steering wheel, just a small change in our routines, we can end up in a completely different place. So that's what I'm asking of you today: to make small little changes in your routines to boost your testosterone levels. And it's worth boosting. If you go online and you look for internet forums and you search around for testosterone, it's one of the most duplicitous businesses out there. There's forums, there's sites dedicated, there's supplements dedicated, there's even courses. Some of them are good, some of them are bad. I like digging around PubMed, and I like reading research papers, and that's kind of what I do when you are watching Netflix on a Friday, Saturday night. That's how I get my jollies. And there's hundreds of studies out there, some credible, some not so credible, and that's why I've tried to dig through and get you the tangible best stuff I can. Before I do, Roadman, a quick note on the beer fund over on patreon.com. It's /Anthony_Walsh. If you're getting some value from this, like, I'm giving you ways to biohack your testosterone, if that's not worth a pint of beer, Roadman, come on, give me a beer going into the weekend. Anthony, patreon.com/Anthony_Walsh is the beer fund, and it's a model of soundness. If you think I deserve a beer, you can go and you can buy me one over there, and the link is in the bio. Before you can boost your testosterone, there's things that we need to talk about, like an adequate fitness training system, like the one we put our clients through. That's gonna help your testosterone, because we're building it specifically with that as one of the biomarkers we're looking to increase in mind. The same with solid nutrition plans, sleep, and stress management. They're some of the things I'm going to be talking about today. You might remember back, leave and cert, what testosterone is, and it's a derivative of cholesterol. And we've all been taught that cholesterol is bad. I remember back in the day when there was less distrust of authoritative figures, and someone in a white coat with a stethoscope around their head, they were to be trusted. And even going in and listening to my dad, who needed to cut down his cholesterol, they told him to stop eating eggs, stop eating meat. And we had Coach Joe DeStefano on last day, and he was talking about a similar experience of trust in those white coats and the recommendations they gave. And that was what we thought we knew about cholesterol at the time, and I'm sure it was all good intention, but we know a lot more about it now. And testosterone is a very positive thing that's derived from something that we had historically been told is quite negative. Testosterone isn't just in men. Everyone thinks it's only a male hormone, but it's also present in females. But I think it's about 10x more in males than it is in females. The stuff that it's responsible for, it's stimulating the growth of the penis, scrotum, increase in body hair, facial hair, impacts muscular density, it increases muscular volume, mass, and it gives us the ability to lose fat. We know that there's a decline in testosterone after the age of 30. So every year, testosterone levels fall at about 1% per year. And that's not great news for those of us, me included, who are the wrong side of 30. So what I want to talk about is how can we address that? The number one thing, and folks, don't overlook these things because they sound simple. The number one thing is sleep. Matt Walker's brilliant book on why we sleep. He talks a lot about this, and Matt Walker actually has a podcast now as well. And he speaks about testosterone quite frequently, and a brilliant authoritative text on testosterone. And testosterone is released when we sleep. So when we have broken sleep, when we have, you know, disturbed sleep, we're not getting full blackout sleep, we're not getting into our proper sleep zones, we are reducing testosterone levels. There's a great study in the Journal of American Medical Association, and found that 1 week of sleep deprivation, that's sleep deprivation is classed here as 5 hours or under night, it decreased testosterone production by 15%. That's a massive figure, and a lot of people will go at least a week on 5 hours. If you have a stressful week coming up in work, you might think you're getting ahead of yourself by sleeping less, but that's the damage and the devastation you're doing to your body. Interestingly, testosterone, its law of diminishing marginal returns, meaning that up to a point you get more testosterone from sleep, but then it diminishes. So 10 hours seems to be that sweet spot for diminishing marginal returns. Also, being lean is a huge advantage. So this is another advantage to dialing in on your nutrition. So it's estimated that body fat's between 8 and 14% is optimum for testosterone production. So being lean is going to give you that higher testosterone score. Weight training is another one that's going to give it to you. So if you're not adding currently any strength training into your training routine, I highly recommend you do it. Strength training and gaining muscle reduces body fat, which can also lead to testosterone. So it's a double-edged sword. It's the act of strength training, and often because the strength training is getting us leaner, we're getting the benefit of being lean as well. Now, you know, I'm forever beating the drum on stress and cortisol, and that's the next one I want to talk about. So we've had strength training, we've had the benefits of being lean and sleep, and now it's managing stress, because chronic stress levels leads to elevated cortisol, and cortisol fucks up your testosterone production. When cortisol, think back to what cortisol is. Cortisol is a stress hormone. Cortisol is what gave us that get up and go to get away from predators, dangerous animals. We're not meant to be in a constant state of producing cortisol. It was meant for a short spike to get us out of trouble, to get us to push through, you know, push through the overnight hike to get to our destination so we didn't die. But we're not used to being in cortisol like for months on end. That's not the function of cortisol. We need to reduce cortisol. I'm working on the Roadman Blueprint. I'm working on it like I worked on my college thesis. The effort and the work gone into it and the amount of experts I've pulled in for this Roadman Blueprint, it's breathtaking. It should be out in another couple of months. I'm still working on it. It's been a bit of a project creep. The more I got into it, the more I realized how big a project it was. But you'll be hearing more about it as it's closer to launch. But one of the cornerstones of it is it's controlling cortisol levels, because controlling cortisol levels, it's the key to testosterone, and I'll get into it in the Roadman Blueprint. It's the key to a lot of other pieces to this, and it's the key to balancing work, family, relationships, and training. So a couple of ways that we can reduce cortisol levels to get us that extra bump in testosterone, it's meditation. And an app I use is Waking Up by Sam Harris, which I love. It's guided meditations. Headspace is another one. And the act of breath work is brilliant as well. And if, you know, you're not sure what breath work is, you can do something as simple as like box breathing. So you breathe in for 3, hold for 3, out for 3, hold for 3, and repeat. Do 5 minutes of that. It's shown to drop cortisol levels. If you want to drop back to the last podcast and listen to Coach Joe DiStefano, he talks about heart rate variability and how breath work can completely change your state. Another one is fasting. A study found that fasts between 12 and 56 hours improved testosterone response 180% in lean men. Fasting is something I try and do at least a couple of times a week. My protocol for fasting, it's 16 hours fasting and 8 hours feasting. Feasting used lightly. It's just, I think the people got hung up on that acronym fast and feast, and the alliteration of fasting and feasting. I don't think it's meant to be taken quite literally, and you're not meant to feast for those 8 hours. But for the 16-hour fast, you're on zero calories. So you can have water, you can have coffee, but no foods that have calories in them. So how I practically work it is, I have my evening meal at 7 or 8 o'clock in the evening, wake up the next morning, and I skip breakfast, and my first meal is lunch at around 2 o'clock. And that gives me a 16-hour fasting window. And then I eat from 2 o'clock until 8 o'clock or whatever bedtime, and that's me done. And I might do that multiple days in a week. It's absolutely brilliant. I have a full podcast on intermittent fasting. It's worth going back to listen to talk about the processes that actually occur, like cellular autophagy. It's like a cellular cleanup. The last thing that's going to absolutely fuck up your testosterone production, it is dehydration. So we all know hydration. It's absolutely essential for our sport. It's essential for being active. You need to be pushing those fluids and nearly carrying a bottle with you all day. So mild dehydration, I'm talking 1 to 2% here, it's going to raise cortisol levels, which is going to fuck up your testosterone production. So if you're sweating a lot, if you're out training and you're not replacing those fluids, you are ruining your chances of producing testosterone. So the importance of drinking water with electrolytes in it cannot be overstated. So you're looking at water, and if you don't have electrolyte tablets, adding something like a Himalayan salt or a Celtic sea salt to it yourself. Higher levels of dehydration, the bigger the effect is going to be on raising your cortisol and the adrenaline hormone, and that is going to lower testosterone production. Folks, I'm going to recap that one because there was a lot of spitting shit at you and it was like a fire hose going off in your face. In reverse order, you need to be on top of your hydration. Fasting is a good idea. Moderate that stress through meditation. Add in strength training. Get lean as fuck and sleep properly. And there are the ways you can biohack your testosterone. Roadman, thank you for listening. Enjoy your weekend and hit me up on that beer fund on patreon.com/Anthony_Walsh. Head on over to Instagram, it's roadman.cycling. If you're enjoying the podcast, if you try these hacks and they're working for you, share it in your Instagram stories, tag me on it. I love hearing those stories. Slide into the old DMs, tell me how the training is going. And you follow me over on Twitter as well, it's roadmancycling. Roadman, we're a little community, we're keeping this going. We haven't a title sponsor on this. It's our little group, it's our little cult that we're building together for people that are trying to, you know, improve their life through cycling, get a little bit happier, a little bit healthier through cycling. So do help share this word any way you can, whether it's throwing it into WhatsApp groups, it's reviewing the podcast. Do your little bit for the community if you're enjoying it. Roadman, ride safe, and I'm going to chat to you real soon. Okay, stop what you're doing. It's Anthony again. I want to talk to you for 1 second about the next step in the Roadman journey. I'm laying down a challenge for you. It's called the 8-week challenge. So for 8 weeks, I'm challenging you to be the very best version of yourself, whatever that is. For 8 weeks, I want to take you under my wing, and I want to personally build for you a customized training plan on our analytics platform. This plan is going to be laser focused on your goal, and I'm going to navigate around your life, your work, your social commitments, so don't worry about what your circumstances are right now. I remember after I took some time out of cycling, I went off and thought I was Billy Big Businessman. I came back and I realized I wanted to get into cycling, but I knew after a bit, the training alone, it actually wasn't making me any fitter. I needed an entire system. It needed a 360 overhaul. So for the first time ever, I want to share with you this exact system I used to get back in shape. I'm talking stuff like, I'm going to give you my morning routines, the cold therapy I used, the cookbooks and recipes I used, and even the motivational audios I listened to get back on track. So right now, what I want you to do is pause this audio, go to roadmancycling.com/8week, or check out the link in the bio, click that. So one more time, it's roadmancycling.com/8week. Chat to you all soon.